card. Can you tell us about what we're looking at right now?
Hi, Lucy. We are looking at a wall drawing. So it's an animated installation. It was a drawing done over 2 weeks. And throughout that process, or throughout that period of time, I took photos at regular intervals. And then eventually those photos, using StopGap, streamed together to make a film. And that's the crux of this exhibition.
What is it like drawing yourself?
Very confronting. This is the first time in a long time I've moved away from drawing a fat, bald, naked man who's sort of my alter ego. And it got to the point that everyone was so aware that he was my alter ego that it just wasn't worthwhile having an alter ego anymore. So I decided to bite the bullet on this one and just draw myself. And it was really hard. And at multiple points, I found myself choosing not to observe, or, you know, being less hard on myself and weakening it off so it didn't look like myself as a defense mechanism. So the drawings oscillate in and out of looking like me and looking like something that's a very weak attempt at me, because I was probably, as a defense mechanism in my own anxiety, choosing not to be as accurate as I could be.
So what is terrifying about representing yourself, really?
Well, at least with a fat, bald, naked man, some people aren't going to go, oh, this fat, bald, naked man who's today, he's falling over, and the story's about him falling over. At least in that case, some people aren't going to come to that and go, oh, that's about Todd's failure. You know, they're going to go, oh, that's a failure that's applicable to us all. Whereas in this case, there's that layer removed, and people are going to look at it and go, oh, this is so obviously straight out of Todd's life, because it's Todd right there on the wall.
I've just thought of something. Do you think for this reason, all the self-portraits that we see from artists who lived in the ages before photography are not accurate at all?
You know, it's Albert Durer. We know from drawings of other artists of him that he made a very conscious effort to make himself more pretty and almost Jesus-like. So if you take that into account, he actually had a really crooked nose, right like mine actually, but in his self-portraits of himself, it's smoothed off and made quite perfect. So you can see sort of almost propaganda, I guess, or coming into it in that regard, because it was a sales method in those days. But yeah, absolutely. What is accuracy?
Is that something you wanted to avoid, the propaganda aspect of it?
Yeah.
Putting yourself up?
Yeah, I set out to be true to life, and there are some of them that are accurate. But then, like I said, at times I lost my nerves and the drawing slackened off and it doesn't look quite as much like me as it should.
Well, I think the first one definitely
was. Yeah, there's a couple where it's definitely me. But, like, take this guy up here. I mean, he looks like my cousin, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you talk us through the story that's happening?
I can. I never set out with a story in mind to start with, so I always just take a point of reference and run with it, see where it goes. So this one started with myself naked, and then I got dressed. And then after getting dressed, sort of an antagonist to the protagonist sort of grows next to him, and that antagonist is also himself. And so then a conflict between the two emerges, and the two are in different clothes. So you've got one in his worker clothes and one in blacks, which is actually what I often wear to the studio. So you've sort of got an artistic side and a worker side coming out and going to blows. And as they go to blows, also there's a head and a heart that sort of oscillate between the two as they wrestle and juggle these head and heart. And so I guess the very weak conceptual underlying narrative that came through without setting out to make that story is one of my own coming to grips with my art side and my worker side and making those two amalgamate.
And have you learned a lot about yourself in that process?
Yeah, far too much.
Really?
I always learn a lot from my work. I think if you're not learning from your own work, oh my God, the guy's sitting on the crate. I've got to get a photo of that. I think if you're not learning from yourself as you do it, then you're probably not doing it right. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And I learned from the fat, bald, naked man too. He always tells me something about myself that I didn't want to know. But in this case, it was that much more severe. And also through analysing how I approached him, I learned a lot.
If you say you can't use the fat, bald, naked man anymore as your alter ego, is there another one that's emerging?
You know what? The fat, bald, naked man's just on the sideline for a while. He'll come back. but there's a dog character that I'm really keen to explore, and there's also a little girl character that is going to pop out at some point. And the little girl will probably be based on one of my cousins, but it will still be me inside the little girl. And same with the dog.
Your feminine side and your canine side.
Yeah, why not? Let's go with that. I don't know what they'll bring out, but they'll bring something out.
What does this year have in store for you?
Okay, so in a couple of weeks I start with Sydney Grammar School. So I'll be their artist in residence, and so I'll be paid to be there working as an artist, but also doing things like co-curricular program and injecting some art making into their actual classwork, especially for the senior students. And that will take me up till about April, and in April I'll head off overseas. So I'm the William Fletcher Fellow for 2013, so I'll be spending 3 months at the British School at Rome studying and working with some of the collections over in Rome. I don't know what I'll make or what I'll produce in that time. After that 3 months, I'll take a month and go travel for a while, and I'd really love to get to London and try and hook up a gallery there, but that may or may not happen. August, I'm back. I have a solo show in August, a solo show in September, and then I don't know what else. That's a lot it is.
Are the solo shows in Sydney?
Yeah, so one's with Brenda May Gallery, and the other will be with Sydney Grammar School in their gallery. Yeah. Thanks, Lucy. That was fun.